Angola Speaks. Our guests today are Dr. Paul Byrne and Bernice Jones. The website is lifeguardianfoundation.org. Please, please go there, read the information, share the information, send everybody in your address book an email directing them to this website. Tell them what organ donation is all about. Educate your friends and family. Please, please, please. Dr. Byrne, I have a question that came out of the chat room. Two states apparently have passed laws in which they guillotine people. In other words, if somebody has received the death penalty, then they now use the guillotine. And this is according to the law, and these states are asserting that this is partly done to preserve the condition of the organs for reuse, since injection or electricity actually destroys them. But what they're saying in these two states is that they're cutting these people's head off. And from what I understand, what you have taught us is that, I don't know. Tell us what your thoughts are. Your expertise on this is.
Okay, Deanna, tell me again, the two states have laws that do what now?
That when a prisoner in a prison is condemned to death, that they are now using a guillotine in order to put them to death, and their claim is that they want to preserve the condition of the organs for transplantation, since injection by to kill a person or electricity destroys the organs. So they've opted to do guillotine now in order to use their organs. And I'm thinking, well, if they cut off their head,
well,
that doesn't make sense to me.
Deanna, I know that you heard it accurately, but I can absolutely assure you there are no organs you can transplant after guillotine. And by guillotine, I mean the kind of guillotine that was used in the past, where the head would be cut off. And when the guillotine is used, it cuts off the head, which destroys the respiratory system, the circulatory system, the nervous system, and yes, they become dead quickly with guillotine, but there is no way to get organs for transplantation after that would happen. My hunch is, to put the pieces together, is they use words like doing something to make it that the brain is not functioning, and then they use some kind of pseudo guillotine kind of thing, like they're destroying the brain. After death, there are no organs that can be transplanted. There are tissues that you can get. The basic unit of biology is the cell. Cells make up tissues. Cells and tissues go to make up organs. Cells, tissues, and organs can carry out functions in a system like the respiratory system or the circulatory system. But an organ is very sophisticated, and it requires oxygen. And to get a heart out, it takes about an hour of operating, but a heart has to be circulating during that time, because if it's not, the heart without oxygen in 4 or 5 minutes at the very most, sometimes even less than that, it's so damaged that it can't be transplanted.
The brain is what makes all the organs function, the respiratory system function, so this is not accurate, right?
That's correct. I hear the music, so I know it's break. So.
Okay, we'll be right back, and we'll pick this up on the other side. We'll also take calls at 800-313-9443.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Back. This is Deanna, and our guests today are Dr. Paul Byrne and Bernice Jones. The website is lifeguardianfoundation.org. We will take your calls at 800-313-9443. And we were talking about guillotines, and the brain is what actually function makes everything function.
Yes. The brain is certainly an important organ. But it's not an organ that's any more important than lots of other organs. The brain can't do anything without the heart and circulation and respiration, our life is an intertwining of organs and systems to maintain the unity of the body, which is really a unity of the body and the soul. The soul and the life are the same, and it's in our entire body. And even if people want to deny things like the word soul, they have to admit that the life is there throughout our entire body, and the life is maintained with an intertwining of organs and systems. And yet, yes, the guillotine in the past was a way to quickly kill, but it did more than cut off a brain. It cut off a head, and it made an interruption of circulation and respiration as well as nervous system function. And these things are different. They use words loosely and make it that when the brain isn't functioning, it's like what happens with the guillotine. These things are altogether different. And so anyway, the difference between life and death is apparent to anyone who has been around death. And of course, in the case of the human person, we are talking about very special creatures. And creature is the correct word because it means that it was designed and made by a creator. That's what a creature means. And the human person is the penultimate, the ultimate in creation. And so the human persons are special. And yes, we can talk to each other and know about each other. Doctors and nurses have been given the responsibility, and they have obligations and duties to protect and preserve the life of their patient. And they ought not ever be doing tests that are going to harm the patient, especially to do the test that will harm them to make them get organs for other people. That's not what the medicine should be all about.
Right. And of course, you practice for a long time, and you could see this drastic change in things.
Oh, my goodness sakes. It's so different. I practiced for 55 years. And when I was a younger doctor, medicine was such that it was to protect and preserve life. And yes, there are many significant advances in medicine now compared to when I started. But also, life has become so cheapened compared to what it was when I started. For instance, to compare. While it was such a terrible thing that occurred in Boston 2 days ago, and yes, it's terrible, the loss of the three lives and the 170 or more that were injured, but that day there were 4,000 babies killed that day, and yesterday there were 4,000 babies killed again, and today there'll be 4,000 babies killed again, and this is going on every day, and the killing of babies became legalized in 1973 in Roe v. Wade, which made it legal to kill babies during the entire 9 months of pregnancy. But that happened in 1973. But in 1968, 1970, they legalized the killing of all adult people, of children. They legalized being able to do that. And that was done before Roe v. Wade, to legalize the killing of Bernice's son, 16 years old, strong, healthy young man who gets an injury, and it's legal to cut his organs out. And that was legalized before it became legal to kill the unborn baby that you can't even see, legal to kill the young, strong young man that you could see and know. And so our laws are such that the life is cheap because it's easy to kill. And so we have a lot to do to change our laws, to educate people. And we're grateful to you, Deanna, to give us a chance to tell people that their only organs that can be transplanted are healthy organs, and they must come from living persons. Because after death, there are no organs that can be transplanted.
I'm glad that you made that connection, and the time frame is very significant between 1973 Roe v. Wade and the legalized killing for the harvesting of organs. That is very significant in my mind.
And I really wonder if they hadn't already legalized the killing of the 16-year-old and the 18-year-old to get their organs, if Roe v. Wade would have been became the law. And, of course, we could only speculate about that because they did legalize the killing of the unborn baby with Roe v. Wade during the entire 9 months of pregnancy. And and these other things about brain death, what happens to us on a regular basis is that we go to the License Bureau and they ask you the question, do you want to be an organ donor? And without information, people say yes or say no to that. And when they say yes, it makes it easier for the organ transplanters to get their organs. If they say no, that's not recorded in any state. No state records the no. They only record the yes.
Oh, yes. I believe you've said that before.
Yes. Ah.
And no, of course, when no they state. Ask you that question, they don't say what is going to transpire during that procedure. And yet you've indicated on previous programs when you go in for any kind of a surgery, the doctor explains the entire procedure to you so that you understand. That doesn't happen when you say yes at the Motor Vehicle Department.
Yes, and many people say no just because inside of them they know that there's something wrong with this, and so they say no, but the License Bureau does not record that anyplace. And incidentally, just think about it. The License Bureau ought to be there to find out whether you can drive or not. They ought to be interested in that, not interested in whether you're going to fail so they can get your organs. What kind of a thing is this that's being done to us? And people don't think about it. They just, whatever happens, they respond to it. So I ask you, why does the License Bureau try to find out if they can get your organs, which means they can only have a chance to get them if you fail? They ought to be trying to make sure that you pass.
Indeed. And Bernice, this is where Brandon signed up to be an organ donor?
The DMV?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, and this was not even a question that was even presented to us as parents. It's pretty remarkable when you think about the different age levels you have to be at in order to participate in particular things. You know, if you want to become, get into the service, you have to be 18 years of age, and different some states require 21 before you can drink. If the organ transplant, and I have to laugh, if this is so ludicrous, can you imagine having to go to the DMV to discuss whether or not you're going to get your gallbladder removed? I mean, this is how ludicrous it is. What on earth does the DMV have to do with the surgical procedure that is taking place in hospitals? I mean, it's just ludicrous. But the age limit, the fact that our children can be indoctrinated without the knowledge or consent of the parents, that it is so widespread. There's only one good thing about this for me in all of this. This is not something that even the physicians in our hospitals have known. They, too, have been deceived. For years and years and years, this indoctrination has gone on in medical institutes where our young students in the medical field are learning about brain death. It is accepted. They are taught this. This is just the way it is. And it hasn't been until recent years that there has been a rise in the medical scientific community with regards to this issue. It's volumes of scientific reviews have been published regarding this. There is an awakening, and it is not going to go away. It's rising daily. So
right.
we the people must stand up. But I do want to touch on one very significant point here.
Bernice, okay. Let's pick this up on the other side of the break, and let's also talk about the advertisements on TV. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are Dr. Paul Byrne and Bernice Jones. The website is lifeguardianfoundation.org. Please, please, please visit that website and tell your friends about it. Bernice, we were talking about driver's licenses, and I hate to sound conspiratorial, but I'm trying to remember what year did most of the states institute teenage driving. And one would have to think, well, teenagers are pretty vulnerable. They're very vulnerable. They are humanitarian. They want to do good things. And you talked about indoctrinating these teenagers, and they get it in school that they should be organ donors. And then we see all of these brand new TV ads that are just awful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are just awful, aren't they?
Yes, I found the one that you talked about yesterday, that you told me about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Well, anybody that saw that would think, oh, I've got to sign up to be an organ donor.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But when you think about the young men, like Dr. Byrne has said how many times, you know, the 16-year-old to the 30-year-old young man, young boys are more active physically than girls are. They're going to be more prone to accidents. They're more physically active for the most part. But it's also, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Byrne, But these young boys, their graft rejection is less. They do better in grafting the organs from these young men than they do the women. And but all said, one point I do want to make clear when I speak today is that Brandon was not mine. He was a gift. He was bestowed to me for a time here on earth. In this short, brief time, I did not have a deed. I did not have a title to him. He is a vessel, a clay that was formed by the hands of God. And he was created, as God says in Isaiah, the people who I have formed for myself so that they might declare my praise. They're all people are God's people. And he created each and every one of them. They are not the property of the parent, the government, the community, the hospital, or anyone. They are God's. They are unique, individual human persons. That they're, regardless of their mental or physical capacity or the lack thereof, they are God's. They cannot be looked at as anything else, but this is what we're lacking, Deanna. We're lacking faith in God. We're lacking faith on putting our priorities all in order, and that begins under God, under our church, under the tradition of the church, and the teaching of the church, the Word of God. If we decide that a human person is a property, the mother in the womb, if she doesn't know her Lord Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior, she doesn't know how important she is. She doesn't know that she is a child of God, and that gift in her womb is a blessing to the world for generations. This is what we're lacking. And we have to get back to the basics. We have to turn back to God, turn back to our Judeo-Christian heritage and start teaching it. This begins in the family. We can't rely on any institution. This begins in the family.
Even if you are not religiously minded, I think everybody has an inherent morality that just says this is absolutely, totally wrong.
No, God
absolutely
said he would lay this on the heart of every man, that I am your God and you are my people. We have that instilled in us because of God. So every person, regardless of their religion, should know that their person, their individuality, not their rights, their person is very unique and very special and should be protected. So I just wanted to clarify this. This is what I believe to be true, that we have lost, and we must start preaching and teaching the specialness of the human person.
Go ahead. When the government views us as property that they can make a profit in conjunction with the corporations that slide all that money under the table to all of those so-called, well, they're supposed to be representing our best interest, but they're representing the interest of the corporations. And when our government sees us as profit centers, as a new cash cow, that is how they view us. It's just about money. It's not about morality. It's not about what's decent. It's about money.
Yes,
and that's disgusting.
Yes, and to continue on with how they take advantage of the young people while in the state of Ohio, they cannot obtain a driver's license till 16. They can start to learn. They can get a learner's permit at 15, and when they apply for the learner's permit is when they're...
We need to have a break, I'm sorry, but we'll talk about this when we get back, about the learner's permit. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guests today are Dr. Paul Byrne and Bernice Jones. The website is lifeguardianfoundation.org. And I cut you off. I'm sorry. We had to go to a quick break, but you were going to just go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that at 15 and a half, they can answer that question, do you wish to be an organ donor? And that's in the state of Ohio. At 15 and a half, they can say yes to that. And in some states, young as 14 at the License Bureau, they get an opportunity to say answer that question yes. And as you and Bernice have pointed out, is that young people often tend to want to do good things, and all they're told about are the good things about the gift of life. And not only that, but they are educated in their driver's education. They are educated to be an organ donor. They're not educated about what happens with the taking of organs, but they're educated to be an organ donor. That's what I call brainwashing, when you give only one side of the issue and don't even give a chance for a person to think their way through it. And that's called brainwashing. And it gets done often, but sometimes it also occurs because people are not paying attention, but because we tend to be trusting people and we trust each other. And I'm not opposed to that, but you've got to realize that that things are going on that you can't trust like you used to be able to trust. When I graduated from medical school, no abortions were done. Our only objective was to be able to make a diagnosis and to find a treatment. It wasn't a matter of doing a test to find out whether somebody is brain dead and the test will make them get worse. We wouldn't have thought of ever doing such a thing, and yet it's commonly done. And then the apnea test, people get in touch with me, like one lady who had a six-year-old son. They had already done an apnea test by the time she called me, and I said, don't let them do it again. They did it again a second time. Why did they have to do it the second time? Because he failed the test. What does it mean to fail the test? It means that he breathed on his own. So they did it a second time in spite of her instructing not to. And then, you know what? He failed it again. That meant he breathed again. And do you know what? They did it a third time until he passed the test, which meant that he didn't take a breath that they could tell. And then that was the signal to get his organs cut out. And then people got in touch with me, and they know to say no to the apnea test, and they tell the doctors no, and they get in touch with me, and I've even talked to the doctors on the phone, and they say, well, it's the law, they have to do it. Well, it's a lie. There's no law that says they have to do that, and yet they go on and do it as if they are legally obliged to do that. And they are not at all legally obliged to do it, and they cannot declare brain death without doing an apnea test. So my instruction to everyone is say no to the apnea test. Just say no. No to the apnea test, and be very firm. And it's the correct thing to do. When you say no, then you have a chance to get some treatment. And I just say you have a chance, because once they make their declaration of brain death, and then if you say no to organ transplant, they still go on and do everything to make you get less treatment, because for whatever reason, they've already declared the person to be brain dead, and they certainly don't want such a person to be going out of the hospital alive.
Right.
Incidentally, people who have the declaration of brain death, if they don't get an apnea test, they can continue to live. Dr. Alan Schumann has collected 175 long-term survivors of brain death. I have seen some of these. The longest survivor of brain death lived 20 years after the declaration of brain death. He had the declaration of brain death by every way except the apnea test. His mother would not allow the apnea test to be done, but he had a brain that was destroyed, but he lived 20 years. He grew from the size of the five-year-old boy that he was in the beginning to the size of a young man. So he grew. He lived at home most of the time. He did not require a lot in a way of treatment, but he did need continual care, or at least in the vicinity from his mother or another caretaker. But he continued to grow, and he continued to live, not with very sophisticated treatment. The longest survivor of brain death. But no one survives brain death once they have the beating heart cut out. And
that's
what makes them become dead. Once they have the declaration of brain death, that becomes the signal to get their vital organs cut out, and then they're always dead.
Right. We do have some callers. Why don't we take some questions from our listeners? Let's take Werner from New Brunswick.
Good afternoon, Dan, and good afternoon, Mrs. Bernice and Dr. Burns. It's a very morbid subject you are dealing with today. But I think we have to deal with those issues, and we have to look at who are the people that are supposed to be in those professions whose mandate is to help and do no harm.
Exactly. And a lot of doctors, I know Dr. Byrne is certainly one of those doctors that believes in that.
Right. Well, the doctor ought not to harm and certainly ought not to kill. And every doctor who gets involved with these organ transplants, and I can show you recordings of when they open the chest and there's a beating heart in there. Every doctor knows that that's a living person. Every doctor that's involved in organ transplants, how they justify what they do, I don't understand. Because we ought to be in a profession that protects and preserves the life of our patient, and we should be doing it for the sake of our patient, not for the sake of someone else.
What happens in many third world countries, or in, as I say, like in the former Soviet Union, people that are down and out, that are on skid row, suddenly, you know, they are being picked up, and a few hours later, or a day later, they find themselves minus a kidney.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. There are those things, and of course, that's very significant that's what happens, and you mentioned in other countries, but here in the United States, it's legal to cut organs out of people right out in the open. In fact, as they're building a hospital, at least I've heard they're building a hospital in Texas that will be, that the people will get transferred there just to get their organs taken. And so to centralize the taking of organs. And so it's right out in the open. And, of course, the things that you mentioned that are done in much more secrecy and cover-up is very, very significant. But when it's right out in the open, I think that that's at least equally, maybe even more important, that we've legalized these activities in the United States.
And I would say money for many of them is a great motivation, but there might be another motivation where this has been going on for many years. You know, sperm donors and embryo transplants over the last few decades, and with some of those procedures, there might be genetic damage being done. And then when the baby gets born of the supposed to be superior breeding background, maybe they need some organ replacements.
Hmm.
As I say, I'm putting myself way out on a limb when I'm saying that.
Yes. Well, your points are correct, because why is it that the profession of medicine has gone to doing these things, and of course money comes out, but sometimes there are other motivations that we don't always understand, but oftentimes it's just to go back to the basics in terms of where did we come from, and where are we going, and what do we do, and are indebted to our Creator for giving our lives, and then we live in such a world that we can be a helper of life, and that's what a doctor is supposed to be. Other helpers of life are agriculture, the people who till the soil and get all the things that we can eat out of the soil. And then another helper for life ought to be the legal system, and that ought to be to get justice for everyone, and certainly the unconscious person like Brandon was, Bernice's son, he did not get justice when immediately they were embarking on getting his organs, and he was resisting even putting a tube in his throat, and they had to paralyze him so that he wouldn't move. And then in just a few hours declared him brain dead and got his parents to go home, and then they didn't take his organs for another 20 hours while he was there in the hospital without anyone around him, while his heart was beating and his had blood pressure, circulation, respiration, and no relatives around. What a terrible, terrible thing to do to a young man. And yet that's common practice that's going on right here in the United States, not a so-called third world country. We're supposed to be a civilized country that respects the life of each other, and yet you have to, Brandon was not able to defend himself, and his parents weren't educated, didn't know enough about what was going on to defend him, and the doctors and nurses took unfair advantage of him and literally killed him to get organs for someone else. This is a terrible world in which we find ourselves.
And Dr. Byrne, I want to interject here, coming from a mom, to read the medical records, to know that when they inserted the scalpel and began the procedure of opening my son from his throat down to his pubis, his thorax to his pubis, they then had to give him a paralyzing drug. He would begin his fight for his life at that point. And that's the reason why they had to make it so that render him absolutely incapacitated at that point to be able to scream out, to be able to protect himself. This in itself is horrendous. Now, would giving them anesthesia make any difference? Absolutely not. To take the pain away from the suffering, is that going to make the killing okay? There's nothing that's going to make this killing okay. And something else I want to say. My son in the hospital was looked at as damaged goods. All right? He was not treated for his person. You can go to a furniture store, and if you find a nick on that furniture, maybe you can get it discounted and get some money off. A person is not a commodity. A person cannot be discounted for their lack of physical or mental capacity. A person is always a person. And I think that the life of the person should be enough. Like Dr. Byrne said, we have a beating heart, we have respiration, we have circulation. This is not a dead person that is excised for their organs. Right. This is a revolting truth.
So
and I had to live this.
That can do that, anything like that, and don't have any remorse about it.
It is beyond my comprehension.
I can't imagine ever. I don't believe in killing anything.
As the gentleman says, not have any remorse about it, but being glorified by doing it.
Indeed.
By getting compensated with large amounts of money and being displayed as a great honorable person. Christian Bernard, the first one who did a heart transplant, became known all over the world. One in Brooklyn, New York, didn't become so well known, but glorified for cutting the beating heart out of a 3-day-old baby. What is this world in which we live?
And
supposed to be a civilized world. This is not civilized.
No, it isn't. Werner, we do have to cut you loose. We have 3 more callers that I'd like to get to. Thank you so much for calling in and for your profound thoughts. Let's take John real quick in California. John, welcome to the program.
Hi. You just used the word person, and you remember Al Addis the other day when he was talking about man and other animals. U.S. citizens as persons are not under the United States of America. They're treated as animals under our law. And,
indeed.
You know, the card and everything that Dr. Byrne talks about is the first step. I really do think the second step is to understand that situation in our law and step out from under the U.S. and get back under the United States of America by filing your declaration that you're not a U.S. citizen. You don't lose anything by becoming a U.S. national or a state citizen. In fact, you become a human being again.
Right. Well, thank you for bringing that to our attention. All righty. Let's really quick take Steve in Virginia. Steve, welcome.
Yes, hello. I just had a question. is I may have been may have misunderstood this issue, but are they able to take organs from someone within a certain? Is there a certain window of opportunity after somebody actually passes away after the heart stops, or is that not possible?
Not possible, Steve. They have to, when they take organs, the heart is beating and they have circulation when they start the procedure. And ordinarily they tend to get the other organs first and the heart tends to be last because they rely on that circulation to be going on. Sometimes they technically do it different and put tubes into blood vessels so that they can cool the body quickly.
We do need to take a real quick 3-minute break. Steve, you're welcome to stay over the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Thank you.
The 5 self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendovite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendovite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guests today have been Dr. Paul Byrne and Bernice Jones. That website is lifeguardianfoundation.org. Please, please, please go there. And Dr. Byrne was answering Steve's question of whether there is a window of opportunity after a person dies to extract organs.
Yes, to continue and clarify that even further is that organs need a continual supply of oxygen. and organs without, and the supply of oxygen comes from the blood and circulation. And organs without circulation have a time when they become so damaged they can't be transplanted. For instance, the heart in 4 to 5 minutes without circulation, the heart is so damaged it can't be transplanted. The liver is the same way. In 4 to 5 minutes without circulation at normal body temperature is so damaged that it can't be transplanted. And to get a heart out takes about an hour of operating. So you see, you have to begin it while someone is clearly alive. To get a liver out takes about 3 hours of operating. It has to be done while the person is alive, or technically do some other things that hasten their death and that kind of thing. So it would be nice if there is this window of opportunity with after death, but there is not, and that's the reason they had to invent brain death. They tried to do transplants with that window of opportunity, but they weren't successful. So they had to invent brain death so that they could get organs for transplantation. Remember, you can get tissues like the cornea. God made the cornea without blood vessels. The cornea is the front part of the eye that's clear, doesn't have any blood vessels. It does require oxygen, but the oxygen gets there through the tears. So without circulation, there's about 2 hours or perhaps even more under certain circumstances that the cornea can be taken for transplantation. It's not the eye that's transplanted. It's just the front part, the clear part, the cornea that's transplanted. So the answer to Steve's question is no, there's no window of opportunity. When someone is dead, for instance, dead at the scene of an accident, they never become organ donors because you can't get organs after death. You must be alive. Every organ that's transplanted is a healthy organ. It must come from a living person. And after it's taken, the living person is either dead, you know, killed in the process whenever a heart is transplanted, or weaker in some form or fashion when it's one of two kidneys or a part of a liver. Weaker, yes, they can go on and live, but not as good as they would have lived otherwise.
All righty. Thank you so much, Steve, for your phone call. We have run out of time. Thank you so much, Dr. Byrne and Bernice. I love you both for what you do. And please continue to speak out. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Deanna, for having us. And yes, Bernice underwent terrible, terrible time in her life and her son being killed to get his organs.
Exactly. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye, Bernice.